that's very heartbreaking. I probably will see it here soon on Facebook, and I'm one of the, in fact, I am the only one post things on our fire department page these days, and I'll be posting that if it comes through. I do get stuff out of Chicago, out of New York, all of them actually. So the fire community, the global fire community, I guess you call it. And you know, we had some of our people from our department in 01 be up there, and they worked the part of the pile a couple of days, a week maybe. We had our four or five guys. Well, there was a gal up there, our full-time gal was up there. And they shook the president's hand and all that, and they worked that pile with that, with all the other fire community brothers, sisters that were up there trying to help. So it's a connecting thing, just like the police department, same thing, you know. You just don't know what you're faced with when you go into work. In the bigger cities, it's worse. It's a war, of course. But it can happen anywhere, anytime. It did up here with me on that, and I was the only one that had heard before. We had a tree come in on an ambulance that was going out checking hydrants. And they had stopped the ambulance, and the guy that was sitting in the passenger side got out and went to the driver's side. And the woman driver went over and got in the passenger side. Well, a tree fell right in on the cab, crushed her like a grape. Killed her right then and there. Tragedy, just like that. And the guy that got out of the seat, I mean, he could imagine. Oh, he was just by himself. I mean, he just couldn't handle it. And it's just simple, stupid stuff like that. Here, this big old tree was next to the road. Had a bee's nest in it and everything. Should have been taken down. But they missed it. And out of the clear blue, but here it come. Right in on medic, smasher. Oh, boy. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, that is a tragic freak accident. Just an awful story about this firefighter, though. His name is Michael Altman. Altman. If you get next to your computer, you maybe look it up and read this story. It is just a tragedy. K9DFT.
Okay, I'll try and remember that name, Mike Altman. Yeah, okay. It brought to my attention, and I'll look for it. Even. So, from the Pacific to the Atlantic, to the Canadian border, to the Mexican border, there's thousands and thousands of emergency vehicles making their way towards the scene somewhere, all across the lower 48 and everywhere. And it's a daily thing. I always trained the people when I was an instructor with my first department. Anytime you turn that siren on and those red lights, you're in danger. The public is in danger. You know, it's not like you're in a parade. You're moving in and out of traffic, and it's anything's possible. So that's why you're alert as soon as the doors go up and you pull off the ramp. You know, I mean, the passenger up there usually is the officer. They're looking one way, driver's looking the other way, of course, and all kinds of things. It depends on what rig you're riding in. And the bigger, ladder trucks, those are worse to move through the traffic. I know, I used to drive one. I got a 10-foot bucket sitting out in front of me, trying to make an intersection. Car's right there up to the corner. You're trying to go around and miss that telephone pole in the corner and not run over the fire. You're trying to get through. You got that 10-foot in front of you, plus you got a 40-foot behind you. you just don't go flying through there. You move easily, safely, and carefully. W9SM.